DW.
Composting may not be the picture you have when you think of New York City. Instead, one might think of garbage bags and their subsequent aromas populating every New York street corner. If one is a little older, they might reference the not-so-fabricated stories about the mafia running the waste hauling and disposal. Early urban planning here prioritized aesthetic design over practicality, including practical waste management. A bit ironic, considering New York is now one of the biggest consumer destinations in the world. But I'm here to dispel the idea that all New Yorkers talk trash. I got down in the dirt with a few people who proved that even in one of the largest cities in North America, some of the biggest problems can be tackled by starting small. Let's start in my own backyard.
I woke up one morning and had to run out in my underwear to save my compost pile from getting thrown in the trash.
This is my partner, Josh, talking about the compost pile he started at the back of our Brooklyn apartment. In the 2 years he's been mixing his greens, old food scraps, with browns, paper products, his humble operation has grown from one plastic tub to two.
Just doing a layer, I'll do a layer of, kind of a layer of browns, and then put in a layer of greens, and then take some of the compost that's already in the pile and just cover it up. You know, I keep all of the veggie scraps and bags in the freezer, and once the bags get full or my freezer gets too full, then I bring them out here to the backyard and add them to the pile.
Composting breaks down biodegradable material that can then be later used as fertilizer. But the process of composting is also hugely beneficial to the environment. When you throw food or garden waste into the rubbish, the organic matter has to decompose underground without oxygen. This causes the bacteria in the waste to produce methane, a potent greenhouse gas. But what Josh was doing was aerobic composting. Nothing to do with tight spandex and high-energy dance moves. Aerobic is when an organism requires air. The microorganisms that compost use oxygen to chew up and break down the organic material, and these microorganisms only release carbon dioxide at an amount so tiny it can be absorbed by the surrounding vegetation.
So what do you got there today?
Well, I have some banana peels, some pieces of lemon, some vegetables. I think it was a zucchini that I put it in the freezer, then I decided not to eat it. I said, okay, we'll go good to compost. I cannot waste that. And what else I had over there? Oh, I have all my pumpkins.
Right, from Halloween.
For Halloween, and I still have more in the backyard, so I have to chop them up.
I'm here standing on a converted corner lot on a Sunday afternoon, where locals are dropping off their food scraps to BK Rot. Ever since the city cut the residential compost program to redirect resources to its COVID-19 response, community-run spaces like BK Rot have seen an uptake of locals relying on their services. Along with selling or donating the compost made from these food scraps, BK Rot also employs youth workers to pick up organic matter from homes or businesses on bikes. This classifies them as a micro-hauler, a term reserved for entities who use zero-emissions waste collection vehicles and local processing plants. Here's BK Rot Executive Director Ceci Pinetta on why they stick to bikes to pick up food scraps.
A lot of our waste is trucked through other Black and Brown communities and then goes to landfills where then not only is it creating local air pollution that's damaging to the people who live near there, but also contributing to the climate crisis through the production of methane, which is a very powerful greenhouse gas. At BK Rot, we thought about, if we are doing this type of work on a local level and we're not only creating these healthy jobs, right, and thinking about people getting this physical work in this way, but it's also reducing the amount of truck traffic that is out there. It's creating community engagement and education around composting.
And while the garden encourages locals to get involved, it also recognizes that residential organics are only a fraction of the waste created in New York. Last year, BK Rot founders, along with other city organizers, made their voices heard during the drafting of the new Business Waste Sector Reform Bill, otherwise known as the Commercial Waste Zone Law. I spoke with Justin Bland, Director of Commercial Waste at the New York City Department of Sanitation, and learned that the city's waste sector is split into commercial and residential operations. He told me that the new law increases the number of restaurants and other food service establishments required to compost. The law also stipulates that the companies collecting this waste have to offer their services to businesses who choose to compost, even if they're not required to.
One of the requirements of having these awards, you're going to be in contract with the city. You have to offer organics to all of the customers that are required to separate their organics. Beyond that, you have to offer it to people that want to do it voluntarily. And on top of all of that, you have to offer it at a discounted rate.
This opens the door for the growing number of compost micro-haulers operating in the city, like BK Rod, to subcontract to larger haulers who might not have an organics division. Of course, there is still more to do. The number of businesses mandated to compost can only increase with the creation of more processing plants. And while these new commercial regulations are projected to reduce 100,000 tons of landfill waste annually, akin to emissions reductions of taking 80,000 cars off the road, the curbside compost program for residents still has no firm date of recommencement. Yet these inroads made in local government are in large part due to these community efforts and many more. Those individuals who see it as both a responsibility and an opportunity to create the city and world they want to live in. It can almost feel trivial to remember to put my food scraps in the compost when there are mass fires erupting in my homeland of Australia and around the world due to climate change. But this is why it's even more important for us to just start small, in your own backyard, in a tiny square foot area in a major metropolis, with paper and rotting food and a desire to grow. For Deutsche Welle, I'm Nikki Thomas in Brooklyn, New York.
DW.